Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15, discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
You're listening to the LA Football Podcast.
What's going on, Los Angeles? Welcome to the LA Football Show here on the LA Football Network. We are on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Thank you all for making us a part of your day. This is going to be your Chargers edition of the show. Excited to get into it. Joined as always by the Madman, Mr. Jamal Madney. I'm your co-host, Ryan Dyrud. And we're talking free agency. Maybe we'll sprinkle in some draft stuff. Who knows? But we'll get on to it. But my man, Jamal, what is going on? Happy day before the weekend. How's life treating you?
Doing well, Ry. Excited. Obviously, we got March Madness going on with my Bruins. We got SCs in the tournament as well. So getting my basketball on a little bit, but always, you know, ready to talk shop and talk the passionate sport that is the gridiron.
Yes. I still think, though, like March Madness is one of the most fun sporting extravaganzas around. I mean, that mainly even just the Thursday, Friday in the round of 64. And then usually Monday, Tuesday, do they wait another week? Or is it just like after the weekend, they do the round of 32 right away, right?
Well, I mean, Thursday through Sunday, it's this first weekend that's really all of the hoopla. Because, I mean, it's crazy to think about that you go from 64 teams to 16 in 4 days. So 48 teams go home in the first 4 days. And then, you know, the subsequent week, things kind of settle in and you know, you can get the matchups. But this is where all the craziness is. And we've already seen a shocker with the mighty Princeton Tigers of the Ivy League, the number one school in the U.S. News and World Report 6 years in a row, knocks off number two seeded Arizona, much to mine, as well as many other Bruins' happiness, given the state of the Arizona basketball fan ecosystem.
Yes, as a fan, I was thrilled, and I'm done picking against Ivy League schools because in the tournament, they seem to always upset, like Princeton or Harvard or one of those schools always like comes out and plays well. As my bracket, I am very disappointed because I had Arizona going quite far. Not winning at all, but I have them going pretty far. And so that's a shame for that. But oh well, what can you do? Who do you have winning it? Did you do a bracket? Let me ask you that. Or you just stick it to just UCLA?
No, I you know, my final four is Duke, Alabama, Houston, and UCLA. And I've got the Bruins cutting down the nets.
Love it. Okay, so let me pull up mine because I just off the top of my head. I have UCLA winning it too. Call us homers if you want. I have SC going pretty far too. That's probably more of a homer pick because I just like I'm going to go for him. But my final four was very interesting final four. I had Arizona and Marquette on one side and Miami and UCLA on the other side with UCLA winning it all. So I'm one of those that hates picking ones and I always pay for it because there's always at least one that makes it. And I always don't pick any. So I was kind of happy UCLA wasn't a one because I'm like, all right, I don't have to pick against him now. But anyway, should be fun. Hopefully everyone's having a lot of fun betting responsibly. And if you're betting smartly, you're using Bet Online, our friends, to use all of your parlays on these games. I've already done I've done six or seven parlays just today, Jamal, and use that promo code Believe. So if you're not on Bet Online yet, head there right now, betonline.ag, promo code Believe. That's BLEAV. You get a 50% welcome bonus. So if you have a cap on what you want to play with, if you're going to play with $50, you're going to get $25 free to play with. You can put on parlays for this March Madness, and you still got plenty of time with the round of 32 starting on Saturday, starting tomorrow. So jump into it, betonline.ag, promo code Believe. Tell them the guys at the LA Football Network sent you. So, all right, let's get into our Chargers, Jamal.
I have to take 30 seconds to talk about a March Madness parlay. One of my college buddies, Pablo, yes, shout please. Out to Pablo, who is, you know, a fellow Trojan. You know, he and I went to SC together, part of our kind of college crew over there. He did 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago or last year? Now I can't remember. But he had a 14-team parlay. He basically bet $50 to win $40,000, okay? And 14-team parlay, the first 13 games hit, okay? So he was down to the 14th game. All that needed to happen was Texas needed to beat Abilene Christian. And Abilene Christian shot Texas that year. It was 2 years ago. And knocked him out of the parlay. And Abilene Christian hit two free throws with less than a second and a half to go. And the guy was like a 40% free throw shooter too. And he nails them both. And Abilene Christian wins that game 53-52. And it cost him $40,000. All the buddies from SC wanted to submit that to Scott Van Pelt and SVP's Bad Beats. Because that's got to be an all-timer.
Oh my gosh, 13 of 14. How's Pablo doing these days? Is he the ticker working good? Is he happy, married?
He's back on the horse this year. This is the busiest time of the year for him. So he's back on the horse and ready to pony up.
Little Matthew McConaughey, two for the money, right? Doing a Brand B. Langer, our guy B. Lang. That would be so brutal. Like I've had some parlays that have been absolutely devastating, like similar to that, but it was like betting 10 to win like 800. Like it's still a bummer, but $40,000. I mean, that's some people's yearly salary. All right, Pablo. Well, best of luck to Pablo this year. And hopefully he's using BetOnline promo code Believe to do it. So, all right. Chargers talk. They are at least are being somewhat active in free agency versus our other LA team, which we'll get to later on a different episode for podcast later on the radio show. But we talked a lot about the initial moves, Jamal, with the Eric Kendricks signings, the Austin Eckler situation, the Trey Pipkins re-signing. We talked a lot last episode. So if you're listening right now, obviously, and you want to hear that stuff, go back one more episode because we're going to touch about the new stuff that just happened, which is Nasir Adderley, who probably wasn't going to be back anyway as a free agent, but is retiring altogether from the NFL to focus on himself, his family, some other whatever else he's pursuing. So we can touch on that briefly, Jamal. And then the other big signing that came in on Wednesday evening, Morgan Fox, who everyone wanted back. All the dude does is produce, and he does re-sign with the Chargers to really continue what they were building on that defensive line that really got stronger down the stretch. So those were kind of the two big moves. We'll touch on those, and then we can talk a little bit about maybe some projections on what they have left to do, whether it's on offense, defense, whatever it may be. So Jamal, I'll toss to you. Let's start with Foxy, with the signing here. Thoughts on being able to bring Foxy back? So we both want it to happen. We didn't know if it would happen, especially since they already re-signed Pipkins. They already signed Kendricks. They're able to get in Foxy as well. So what was your thoughts on him being back in powder blue?
Loved it. Loved the signing. You and I kind of talked about it, Ryan, earlier in the week. Fox is kind of the prototypical Chargers get in terms of their strategy this year for free agency. A guy who brings a lot of value to the table, plays the game the right way. He's a hustler, and he's going to be a little bit undervalued by the market, and so you're going to get a ton of value for him. So really excited to get Fox into the mix. I think he brings really kind of what the Chargers need, which is continued toughness across their team, really, as they face a run here in 2023. We're hopefully they're one of the AFC's four best teams, and they're making a deep playoff run. So very, very happy to hear about Morgan Fox.
Yeah, and to my knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that the contract details have been released yet. We know it's a 2-year deal, I believe, but I don't think the figures have come out yet. And so I'm really curious what he ended up getting, because obviously I think he has outplayed his previous couple contracts. I know he's on a 1-year deal with the Chargers this year, but previously, you know, being with the Panthers and with the Rams, and I think he's always just produced, especially from that interior side. And so I'm curious what it came down to. And, you know, the Chargers obviously spent big last offseason in Sebastian Joseph Day in the interior, with Austin Johnson in the interior, who both, you know, before Johnson got hurt, I think panned out very well. I mean, when you look at the Chargers free agency last year, Jamal, I mean, outside of the J.C. Jackson injury, they actually hit pretty well on all their free agency signings. And Fox was obviously a guy they added last year as well. And so the fact they're able to retain that kind of core, at least on the defensive line, which, you know, a lot of talk's been about stopping the run, which they haven't done a lot of. I know fans are still pounding the table, what are you doing against the run? But again, you know, I want to reiterate this, that last half of the season, they really, really did a lot better against the run. Now they need to sustain that over the course of a season and continue building and growing on that. But I think it starts with sustaining what they had already built and not having to tear it back down, because they had already kind of built it up. And so now it's just continuing to build on that, or at least keep it sustained instead of tearing it down and restarting. So this is the start of that. And I love him as a player, love his work ethic. I love that he's a small town. Colorado State Pueblo, Jamal, is where he went to school, which, if you've ever been to Pueblo, Colorado, in Southern Colorado, very small, very kind of Southern Mexican town down there. It's close to like Mesa Verde and stuff like that, way down south. So small school. And here he is on the big stage in Los Angeles, getting another time to shine out here. So couldn't be more happy with him being back with the Chargers.
No doubt, Ryan. And, you know, again, I think this is going to be critical for the Chargers next year. We've talked a lot about the defense. We've talked a lot about scheme, and we've talked a lot about just talent, right? I mean, there's scheme, there's talent, there's execution. And I think that we can all agree that talent-wise, this team on both sides of the ball is an elite roster. Scheme-wise, I think there was a lot of questions last year with what Brandon Staley and how much of an imprint that he was going to have on this defense, given where they were, especially at the start of the year. But as you and I alluded to, the scheme was right. Really, where they struggled for the majority of the year, especially in that early part, was an execution. And it was sort of hat on hat, making the plays, blowing up your blocks, and really sort of creating opportunities for negative plays, for explosive plays, for turnovers, for hurried situations, and getting offensive players off of their spots, off of their comfort zones. And so Fox is a guy, to me, high energy guy. He's going to come in that interior and just give it every play, give it his all. He's a bring your lunch pail to work kind of guy. And I think the Chargers need more of that attitude on the defensive side of the ball. So hopefully that attitude adjustment now, especially with the likes of Kellen Moore being on the offensive side and really, I think, owning that whole side of the ball, will free up Brandon Staley to be what he's best known for. And that is a defensive mastermind, a defensive guru, and really spend all of his energy there and really get the most out of guys like Fox.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's keep it with free agency, and then we can maybe end with some NOS talk, because I don't think we need to touch too much on it. But as of now, which again, this Fox contract has not been released, so it'll be less. But as of now, according to Over the Cap, the Chargers have about $20 million left in cap space. I'm going to just guess on Fox's contract and guessed on kind of what Tom Telesco and company has been doing as of late with their contracts, kind of backloading them. They did it with J.C. Jackson. They did it with Mike Williams. They did some restructures, kind of knowing that this is a strong window for them to go now. So I'm going to guess that it's going to be a very small cap it for this year, and they'll kind of backload it with some cash bonuses. So I'm going to say it. I mean, it might be between $1 and $2.5 million cap hit this year. Maybe that's being overly optimistic, but I just kind of think that that's what it's going to be, especially when you see last year signing J.C. Jackson. I know the average per year was $18 million, but his cap hit last year was under 10. And so I think a guy like Fox, they can get under probably 3, maybe even under 2. So all assumption, all hypothetical, but let's just assume he's in that 1.5 range cap hit. So you're still playing with 18.5, $19 million here. You take 7 draft picks away, which is going to cost you between 8 and 9 million. So you're playing with like $11 million. So, I mean, there's still money they can go out and potentially get someone, especially if they're backloading stuff. So looking at their needs, Jamal, definitely probably safety need, at least with depth. Obviously, Derwin, one of the greatest in the world, but Nas Adderley, who probably was going to be back anyway, retired. Lohi Gilman has really stepped in nicely, and I think he's a guy they really like there. But you obviously still want to add depth there because JT Woods was so unproven and, you know, had some tackling issues they drafted last year. So that's a position potentially. Bryce Callahan, they haven't re-signed yet. So there's potential a need at nickel corner or just corner depth. Speed receiver, no re-signing for Jalen Guyton. The whole running back situation with Austin Eckler, which we can expand on that. We talked about it, but now seeing the market, you can give yourself a pat on the back and kind of, we can double down on that. So I'm just going to talk to you, put you on the spot, and you can do it whatever way you want, whatever you feel comfortable talking, but
yeah.
What position do you want to see the Chargers go after? Or are there specific players you think they have a really good shot to go after and actually sign here?
So to me, Ryan, I think you hit it there. Is you've got the $18 million. You got to take 8-9 off the board for the draft, and so that's left, you're left with 8-9 million, and so you can get a pretty good player with an $8-9 million cap hit, or you split that up two ways and get a couple solid, you know, rotational pieces. To me, I think the priorities, there's 4 that really kind of come to mind. I think you got to re-sign Callahan, given that secondary depth and what you really need to accomplish, because now with Nas off the board here. And again, I think what folks aren't really talking about too much is, does J.C. Jackson come back ever? And if he does, what version of J.C. Jackson is he? So that's something that really hasn't been discussed yet. I think for those reasons, I think you got to go Callahan. And then you've got 3 needs all on offense, because you got to give Kellen Moore his toys. And so what are you going to do at the running back spot, whether it's RB1 or RB2 or both? What are you going to do at tight end? Obviously, there's still some uncertainty around General Electric with Everett. And then what are you going to do, to your point, with speed receiver? And so to me, you have to sort of assess the free agent market and say, are all 3 of those needs, do we go draft for all 3? Or do we go 2 out of 3 in the draft, and then what's left over in terms of the open market? I actually really like something you said earlier on Twitter and whatnot a couple days ago, and that was, what about Zeke Elliott? You know, and is there an opportunity to go get Zeke Elliott and Callahan through free agency, and then you double down on a Michael Mayer or a Dalton Kincaid or a Zach Charbonnet? In terms of the running back and the tight end position, maybe even Tyjae Spears. Maybe you use the first round pick on a tight end, you use the second round pick on a back, you get somebody like a Kincaid and a Spears, and then, you know, maybe you sort of see, really let Eckler kind of do his thing and see if you can get a draft pick back for him. So I think that's sort of, I think the gymnastics that are happening here. Or maybe you say, hey, we get Zeke Elliott in free agency. We anticipate no one's going to bite on Eckler. So let's go do Kincaid and Mayer in the draft round 1. And then let's go see if we can get a speed receiver round 2 or 3. So I think, you know, you've got kind of 4 positions of need and sort of like 4 slots to fill financially. And I think that's how they are probably thinking about it and frankly should.
Yeah. You know, I've always, my belief, and I've heard other people say this too, so I'm not trying to steal something from them, but I've always believed this too. You know, I think free agency, you fill needs in free agency and you build for the future in the draft, which, I mean, sounds obvious, but I think a lot of people, right, fans, other analysts, whatever, kind of wait to fill needs in the draft, and you can't do that because nothing's promised. Like, there's no guarantee that the best player of the position you need is going to be available, and then you're just stuck, you know, picking up the scraps. So I mean, if you have a true bona fide need and there's players out there, you got to go get them in free agency. And then if you can get a better player in the draft, I know a lot of people will say like, oh well, then it's a bad look, like you just failed doing this. Like, no, it's not. Like, do what you got to do. Like, if you signed a player and you got a better player in the draft available, draft that player. Let him duke it out in training camp. Like I've heard a lot too with running back, and this is kind of why I thought about Ezekiel Elliott. It's like, oh, but they've drafted, you know, 3 years in a row a running back. First of all, my philosophy is there's seven rounds. You should take a running back every single year. I don't care who your running back is. I don't care if you have an RB1 in the entire football league or, you know, RB13, whatever. You take a running back every year because of the position's value in terms of contract. That just that lets you reset your contracts every single time. You're not worried about overspending on a running back because you have an infantry of running backs every single season fresh that are still on that rookie deal. So that I'm totally against. Anyone that's like, well, they've done it three times, like it's a bad look if they go get another one. I'm like, well, no, you should take one every year. But that being said, Zeke being available, and of course we're running out of time, so I'll try to be quick here. I, first of all, based on what we've seen in the running back market, I don't think Eckler's going anywhere. We've seen Jamal Williams get under six. Every single back signing has been under what Eckler's making right now. So unfortunately for him, but beneficial to the Chargers, nothing's going to change. Maybe they'll extend him, but it's going to be probably at the same price, $6 to $7 million, if not less. And so I think Eckler will be back. But if you can add a Zeke, and I know it's never, or it's advantageous when you get a coach in to compare what they did at their last place. But if you can bring in a Zeke and have that Zeke Pollard situation with Zeke and Eckler, I mean, that's 100 times better than what they've had for the last 3 years. And obviously they'll have some other running backs for death. Isaiah Spiller is still a talented guy. And hey, if Isaiah Spiller ends up showing out and being an absolute baller, then great. You got three capable backs in your roster. That's not a bad problem to have. So I'm going Zeke, the dream, the pipeline for me, the pipe dream for me is John Johnson, who the Browns just released. If you compare John Johnson with Derwin James on the back end, you have arguably one of the best secondaries in football if JC comes back. And then obviously with Asante Samuel Jr., Mike Davis and whatnot. And then for me, tight end, I'm waiting for the draft because I have a good tight end in Gerald Everett. Now, if I can get a Kincaid, get a Michael Mayer, or even a Darnell Washington, with how deep this tight end class is, it's one of the few years where I can say I can wait for tight end because it's not a true need. It's a luxury at this point. And then speed receiver, whether you can get Guyton back for cheap or spend a mid-round pick for someone, I think that's what we'd want to do. So I'm sorry, Jamal. I didn't give you any time to counter or rebuttal what I said, but of course we're out of time. So love to hear from all you guys, though. We'll counter more over the weekend and talk more next week. But that's all the time we got for our Chargers talk. Make sure to let us know what you think. Text BOLTS to 31032 for radio. We'll be back right after the break.
You're listening to the LA Football Podcast.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean interior paint and primer in one offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.